Chapter 25. Book of Genesis, Chapter 25. And Abraham took another wife named Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah. And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were the Ashurim, and the Letushim, and the Leumim. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, and Epher, and Enoch, and Abida, and Eldaya. These were the sons of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. And to the sons of the concubines that Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and, while he yet lived, sent them away from Isaac his son, eastward to the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years. And Abraham expired, and died in a good old age, old and full of days, and was gathered to his peoples. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which was opposite to Mamre, the field that Abraham had purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahairoi. And these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's bondwoman, bore to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Hadad, and Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedma. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, in their hamlets and their encampments, 12 princes of their peoples. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he expired and died, and he was gathered to his peoples. And they dwelt from Havilah to Shur, which is opposite Egypt, as one goes towards Assyria. He settled before the face of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as his wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated Jehovah for his wife, because she was barren. And Jehovah was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of Jehovah. And Jehovah said to her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and 2 peoples shall be separated from thy bowels. And 1 people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. And the boys grew, and Esau became a man skilled in hunting, a man of the field, and Jacob was a homely man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau, because venison was to his taste, and Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob had cooked a dish, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with the red thing there, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me now thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am going to die, and of what use can the birthright be to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear unto me now." And he swore unto him, and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and the dish of lentils, and he ate and drank, and rose up and went away. Thus Esau despised the birthright.